It's officially DC festival season, and we're super excited about this one coming up on May 18th. Africa on the Avenue is a celebration of the vibrant African immigrant community along Georgia Avenue Northwest. There's going to be interactive art installations, fashion shows, music, food, and local business stands. This one-day festival, organized by District Bridges' Lower Georgia Avenue Main Street program, truly has something for everyone. So I'll see you there on May 18th. Go to districtbridges.org to learn more.
Today on CityCast DC, the days are finally getting longer, it's greener outside, and we've got an estimate for peak cherry blossom, and it's this month, which means welcome to March. I'm here with my colleagues Julia Caron and Kayla Cote-Stemmerman to talk through some event and activity recommendations to take advantage of the month. Today is Monday, March 4th. I'm Michael Schaefer, and here's what DC is talking about. Hey, Julia and Kayla.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. Excited to talk spring things.
I know you are. So if any new listeners are joining us for the first time, I got to say our show covers news and politics and crime and transportation and all the serious stuff. But sometimes our favorite episodes are these chats I get to do with the team. We love our monthly guides to the city, and I am psyched to talk about March with you two.
Big fan of the sun not going down at like 4:30 p.m. Yeah. And actually getting weather where I can like maybe not wear a winter jacket. Huge fan. Huge fan.
Huge fan. Yeah. I grew up in Boston, and I must say I had no love whatsoever for the month until I moved to DC. But yeah, it is a glorious thing here. It is sunny. The flowers are coming out. People are coming out of the woodwork.
Everyone in my neighborhood is like out walking their dogs, like so many dogs to pet. All the trees are blooming. It's perfect.
Can I be a little bit of a bummer?
Oh boy. Hit it.
Speaking of dog walking, this one specific thing does happen, and it's going to happen in a week. Which is the time changes. And that's like great at the end of the day. But as the person who has the early morning dog walk in my household, that actually means that it'll be darker for a little while when I do the early dog walk.
As somebody who doesn't get up before 8 a.m., I really can't relate, but
that's fair. Yeah, no, it's darker in the morning, but like I do like the longer evenings.
No, I think by the end of that first day, I'm pretty pumped about the turn of events, but it's just that first morning in the dark dog walk.
For sure.
All right. So you guys have both brought a bunch of recommendations for how Team CityCast can have their best March ever.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
All right. So I am going to start us off with the very obvious choice, which is National Park Service announced that peak bloom for cherry blossom season is going to be around March 23rd.
That is so early.
It's really early. I know. But I know it's cliche. There is something about seeing the cherry blossoms bloom and like everyone's out and they're wearing a lighter pastel color and you're walking around and you're admiring nature that just signals like, take a break. Spring is here. The doldrums of winter are gone. I'm a big fan of just like walking around either the mall during a lunch break is what I have done over the last couple of years. There are separate neighborhoods that you can go to. I know Kenwood in Bethesda, that area has really good cherry blossoms. There's a cherry blossom tree actually right outside my door where I live in Cleveland Park. So I'm a big fan of that generally.
Kayla, I expect you might be team anti-cherry blossom. Is this true?
You know, I'm definitely not anti-cherry blossom, but I will say I no longer go fight the crowds to see them. I no longer go to the tidal basin. I think the only exception to that is I do love going really early in the morning. If you go at sunrise and the only people there are like a couple of photographers with like these huge macro lenses, you know, like if you're hanging out with those guys and there's not any tourists around, that's really the time to go. Whether or not I get up early enough this year to make that happen, it's to be determined. But
I think you've already suggested that the answer is no.
The answer might be no, yeah.
But Mike, I feel like this solves your problem of having to wake up early and walk the dog, and you can just go see the cherry blossoms without being bothered by anyone else.
Well, it's happened to me a couple times, and I always feel like such a sucker, is I'll be like going someplace. Like from my house, if I'm going to like Southwest or the hill on the south side, my route would go right across the mall. And I'll be doing that unaware of the cherry blossoms, thinking like, oh, that's just for tourists and stuff. And then suddenly I'm stuck in traffic like an out-of-towner.
Yes.
Because everyone knows you stay away from the mall if you have a car during cherry blossom season.
For sure. So that is true. I think what appeals to me about like cherry blossoms happen every year, even if you can't see them during peak bloom, what I try to do is see them either before peak bloom or kind of after peak bloom. So like that bracket period where there's not as many tourists, maybe it's a little colder out. It's almost just as pretty.
It is pretty magical.
It is magical. I know.
Okay, so Kayla, what do you got for the late risers?
Yeah. So for those of us who get up after the break of dawn, I think one of the things I'm most excited about this month is actually the DC Environmental Film Festival. It happens every year. I've gone to it the last several years. And it's happening from March 21st to March 30th. And it happens all over the city in different venues, at different theaters, in some of the Smithsonian's, and they have dozens of films. I think it's also the largest green film festival in the world. Obviously, environmentally themed films. There's going to be some on, you know, environmental activations. There's going to be some on specific species of animals and birds. There's going to be some short films from all around the world. And yeah, you should really check out the schedule. It looks like it's going to be a great year.
Is there anything particular showing this year that you are going to get tickets for early? And by the way, how do I get tickets?
Yeah, so you can get tickets just on their website, dceff.org. I think the one I'm most excited about is probably the one on Antarctica, just because my parents used to work in Antarctica, and I always have like this weird fascination about it.
Wait, what?
Fun fact.
My parents used to work in Foggy Bottom.
Foggy Bottom, Antarctica, they're the same, right?
Yeah, it's basically the same.
Everybody knows that getting that perfect Mother's Day gift is basically impossible, but we promise Mom will love this one. The Capitol Hill Restoration Society House and Garden Tour is back this Mother's Day weekend on May 11th and May 12th. Tour 9 elaborate homes and gardens and 3 historic buildings on Capitol Hill that you can't normally enter. And if you can't make it, check out the Capitol Hill Restoration Society's other events like walking tours and monthly preservation cafes. You can buy tickets for the Mother's Day House and Garden Tour on Eventbrite, and be sure to follow CHRS on Facebook and Instagram at Capitol Hill Restoration DC.
All right, Julia, tell me another thing you brought.
Okay, so I am a not huge theater nerd, but I love the Kennedy Center. And I feel like springtime is when you kind of get some of those shows that come from Broadway to the Kennedy Center. They start to ramp up. And I am really excited because this year, Company, which is a musical about a girl who's 35 years old, it's her birthday. All her friends keep asking, like, why isn't she married? Why can't she find the right man? Is it time to settle down and start a family? That musical, which is a Stephen Sondheim production, is coming to the Kennedy Center from March 12th to the 31st. So get your tickets if you want to see some Tony-nominated musical action, which I do for sure.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. It's been too long since I've been to the Kennedy Center.
All right, so what's your like ideal Kennedy Center night? As a venue, it has such a geographically bad reputation that it's stuck over there, and it's not like you can stroll from there to like a wide array of like cool restaurants. Mm-hmm. How do you swing a night there?
So the way that I typically do that is every year for my birthday, my uncle treats me to a night at the Kennedy Center. So we go, we have a drink on the rooftop. So you get this huge panoramic view of the river. And during the springtime, when everything is starting to bloom, it's really pretty, a lot more quiet than it typically would be because like a little less traffic. The river looks super pretty then. And then we actually get dinner at the Kennedy Center. Their restaurant, I find, is surprisingly underrated because there's not a lot of stuff to eat around there. Like, you could eat at the Watergate Hotel, but I'm not a huge fan of their food. I find the Kennedy Center food is actually really, really good. It's an excuse to get kind of like glitzed up, a little glammed up. You know, I wear like a cute dress or I wear like a nice little jumpsuit. But it's a night to kind of like treat yourself and feel fancy and like have kind of a special night.
You can order something over at the Reach, the new part over there with the yes, geometrically shaped buildings, and sit at a picnic table. And it's kind of a nice spot, at least if the weather's nice. Mm.
Yes, exactly. They also do like concert series stuff if that's not your thing. But yeah, I find springtime and March is when stuff starts to really ramp up for programming.
All right. My second pick is Nowruz Market at the Brooklyn Arts Walk. Nowruz is the Persian celebration of the new year, but it also sort of aligns with springtime. And it's sort of a festival of life, a festival of spring. And we're having sort of a giant party at the Brooklyn Arts Walk this year, which will have music and dancing and lots of delicious Persian food and book signings, all sorts of things, all along the Brooklyn Arts Walk.
I could be convinced. If there's Persian food, I'm game. Is there Persian food? How much can I eat? How much can I put in my body?
I think some of those questions are going to be dependent on your body personally.
Fair enough.
One of the events I'm really excited about is Rose Previtt, who is the chef behind Maidan and Compass Rose, is going to be doing like an author cookbook, author signing of her new cookbook and chat. But have you guys ever been to the Brooklyn Arts Walk in general?
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
You should go. Yeah, it's really cool. Even if you don't go for this specific event, I really recommend going. There's some great local artists there that have their sort of permanent studios. And it's just a really fun place to walk around and get a little bit of DC culture.
Younger.
Yeah, sure. All right, Julia, you're champing at the bit to share your last idea. What do you got?
So I was chomping at the bit for Persian food, but I'm also chomping at the bit for Hamantaschen because this year, Purim is from March 23rd to the 24th. And Sixth and I, the historic synagogue downtown, which I think a lot of you might know, is a place where they have like book talks. Sometimes they have concerts. I go to a lot of cookbook talks there, which I think is pretty cool. They are hosting a Saturday Night Believer Purim disco, which is March 23rd. Tickets are $20. Although if you have a lack of funds, you can contact their Jewish Life associate, Molly, and see if you can get in for cheaper. Dress in those sweet, sweet bell bottoms.
Is it an actual dance or is it a Purim ceremony where people wear disco attire?
So it's mostly a dance party. This particular event does not include a full Megillah reading. I'm sure Six and I has those if you want those and you're feeling a lot more spiritual. But if you just want to get down, get a little funky, get a grogger or a noisemaker, and nosh on some Hamantaschen, head to Six and I. If you don't want that, you can also get Hamantaschen around the city. I know Bread First does Hamantaschen for Purim. Call Your Mother does. So grab some and like go for a stroll.
Julia, what is Hamantaschen?
Basically, it's like a almost pyramid-y shaped pastry. And it's got a jam or sometimes sesame seed kind of filling. At my old college, they had a Hamantaschen and latke debate to debate which Jewish food was better. I am team latke, but I do love a Hamantaschen.
Kayla, you are our newsletter ace. Bring it home. What else you got?
Yeah, you know, I think my last one is a classic that you really can't go wrong with, and that is drinking outside on a patio. I feel like no matter what your taste of activity, I think that everybody can enjoy hanging out outside in the sun in the spring on a patio. I think DC absolutely excels in their rooftops, in their courtyards, in their streeteries. That you can just take a break and enjoy the weather. We actually recently did an episode on underrated bars in DC. So one suggestion of a place to go would be the Trustees Rooftop, which is by the Potomac Ave Metro. It's like very neighborhoody kind of dive bar. It's a weird space. They have like a school bus in the upstairs. I don't know how it got there, but they also have a rooftop, which is just it's just great. It's chill. Recommend it. Another one would be the Hill Prince Patio, H Street. It's an equestrian themed bar, and it has like this great little secluded patio, and it's really underrated. I don't think a lot of people either think to go out that far on H Street or something, but whenever I go, there's not a huge crowd and the drinks are quality. And then my last suggestion that's, you know, underrated, was the Sun Cinema Streetery. Sun Cinema is a sort of indie cinema in Mount Pleasant, but it's also just a bar. And you can go to the bar even if you're not seeing a movie. And they have this really nice, like, streetery with plants and these, like, fairy lights. And it's very hip. It's very cute. That's where I'll be anyway.
Yeah. No, I will join you for a drink at any of those places. I'm a big fan of drinking on a patio. And as you said, we do excel at that in this city.
If there's one thing we can do well.
All right. So to summarize, you guys are looking at cherry blossoms, going to the Environmental Film Festival, seeing Company at the Kennedy Center with Julia's uncle, celebrating the Persian New Year, Nowruz, with an art festival in Brookland, celebrating Purim with a disco and or the purchase of Hamantaschen around town, naturally drinking.
Naturally.
On patios.
Yes.
I suspect if it was up to me, I haven't been to Brookland at all in a while, but I think that arts festival seems really cool. I'd love to go to that.
Woo, woo. Okay.
Yeah, no, I think Kayla's persuaded me. I'm down for Nowruz, and I've never been to the Brookland Arts Walk. I'm down for all of it. Yeah, you've convinced me.
I'm really excited. Yeah, it's really fun.
All right, well, I will see you guys there. That is all for today here on CityCast DC. If you enjoyed the show, why not go to the Cherry Blossoms and tell everyone you see there about it, because you will see a lot of people. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye. Please invite your uncle too.
Shout out Uncle Marky. Let's go.